Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. New location open up end of February at 70th and Pioneers. But what is going on with Steve Schindler in Creighton, Nebraska today,
He's
Bill?
He's got a big day going. Steve, in honor of this time of year, there's a lot of boat, sport, and travel shows. Huh? They'll be at the like the Sand Hills Global. Uh-huh. They'll be in Omaha. All they have these giant ones, and it's just I remember going to them as a kid.
Did you really?
And it was electric.
You and Ron?
Yeah, we go to it as a kid, and then they have all the boats and the RVs, and then they have these booths of like all these resorts like in Canada, and you just what would it be like to go to this place? And you know, it was just incredible to be part of a boat, sport, and travel show. Wherever. Leave with a bunch of pamphlets. You always have a plastic bag,
a lot of pamphlets
with a bunch of brochures in it, and that you'd go through and like, what would it be like to go to Manitoba, you know, and do up there. I've been to Canada. I've done some stuff.
Yeah.
So also the biggest attraction, which I would dabble in, you had to pay a certain amount of money, but there'd be a large indoor swimming pool full of trout.
Oh, really?
Could fish. You could try to, and if you caught the trout, you could keep the trout. You walked out of the bag. So
at the boat show.
At the boat show. So Steve has installed a large outdoor pool in the lobby today for fishing for when the kids come in. People so you can bring your kids in like that. Now they had trout. They're doing a little different up there. They're going catfish, bullheads, and carp. So they have
the lobby.
Probably about 400 in this giant
in Creighton.
Giant pool. And then Steve has fishing poles for everybody.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So you get a fish. So while your parents are doing the banking, the kids are over there.
I got one, Dad.
Trying to get a channel catfish. And if they get it, they get to keep it. Yeah. So it's going on today.
He's pushing the limits.
Are they looping for this event or not?
They're looping for this one. Looping. Absolutely. Okay. They will loop for this. Yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
he's at odds with the
Could you imagine if you're in second grade and you're going to go to the bank and like, you want to go today? Hold it. Is today the day they have the pond in there? Yeah. I get a fish. Would you want to go to the bank? I think so.
I'm assuming an above ground pond.
Above ground pond.
Yeah, above
it's
ground,
a,
yeah,
it's above ground, ground pond. And they just go in and it's full of fish. And then you have and Steve's got he's got worms for you to put on and different baits.
So
and stuff.
Plastic on the. I assume there's got to be plastic
on the
floor, all over the floor
in case there's any leakage.
They'll be splashed.
They'll be splashed.
Bring a fish.
You get a ten pound carp on. It's going to be zzzz.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be some
blood.
There's be some excitement. Might be some blood. Might be some excitement.
Hope no one gets hooked at all on this event.
Right.
Don't hook people.
Yeah. And they got a deal. You know, if you decide you want to keep the fish, Steve's got a special platform with a hammer. Whap it over the head.
And you can clean it there.
You can clean the fish right there if you want to.
Oh, Steve. Yeah. Like, he's pushing it now.
He's pushing the envelope. But he wants it fun for the kids. And that's so that they start today. They load the first bus at 7:44. And that is K through second coming down to do some fishing.
I'd like to see Steve going at it with the school board. What that looks like.
With that look right there.
Because, look at him. I bet he'd get deadly serious.
Imagine trying to push back against it. Oh, so what are we doing for the kids right now? We're trying to have them fish in the bank. Well, that's dumb. No, it's not.
You think the school board chairman has a motorcade?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Has he ever been whisked away?
No.
I don't think so.
There's only one guy in Creighton that gets whisked around in a motorcade.
Right there.
Imagine all of a sudden, like, hey, we need a new AD. What are we going to do?
Chin daddy.
Steve really, in the end, I know that Governor Pillen was great, but Steve is called to action. Steve is called to action. He calls to action every day.
He's bigger than the AD, let's face it.
Yeah, he is.
Look at him.
Yes. He has a profound impact. Mainly in the northern reaches of the state, yes. But Creighton. This is in Creighton.
That's right.
Motorcade, which is a couple hours north.
Yeah. He gets motorcade though.
He
gets whisked.
Whisked.
That's today.
Midwest Bank.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 and Steve Schindler for always being there. We have breaking news per Steve Sipple.
Yes.
Let's get that.
Let's hit it. Here's the fade in.
And I have no idea where this is going.
No, we don't either.
So Sip has told us he's got
breaking news.
The doors open at 8:45.
Oh, 8:45 is practice.
The doors open
at
8:45 at the Hawks Championship Center. This is not P. Diddy level news.
Okay.
But this is 8:45, doors open for practice. So that's a break. I mean, we found out. We're good.
A breaker found this out for you?
Yes.
Is that what you're about to say?
Nice.
Not Keith Mann? Or is Keith Mann the breaker in this instance?
We're not doing this.
Not revealing sources.
No,
that's
we don't
smart.
Do this.
That was a test.
I've gotten fist fights with coaches about, not a fist fight, but with Bo. I mean, we got in a serious fight.
You passed the test. Way
Thank
to go.
You.
Reveal your source. I was testing you.
All right, let's go. Keep going.
464-5685, call or text as always. Today is also, if you forgot, the tournament's back going. Sweet 16's back in action today.
Yes.
Four games in the NCAA tournament. You'll have these games today. Clemson and Arizona. UConn and San Diego State in last year's rematch of the title game.
How about that?
Sweet 16. North Carolina and Alabama, and the nightcap is Illinois and Iowa State.
Ooh, well, the nightcap.
I like that one. The nightcap is great.
There's some real games in there. There are some very interesting games.
Ooh, the nightcap.
I like the nightcap.
There was a article on people being upset at the timing of the games because they said they were so late. Which I push back on. The last thing I want is all of a sudden, hey, I got to be trying to watch a game at 4:45 in the afternoon. I don't want that. I want it to be later. And plus, people are complaining on the East Coast. I get it, but there's also a West Coast. And so all of a sudden, like the games.
Let's not forget both coasts.
There's two coasts.
What are they complaining about?
The games are starting too late.
Too late.
The games are starting too late. And they will be on the East Coast. I think one of the games starts they start at 9:45.
I'll give you the actual time here. Yeah, it's there's four games. The last one, the Iowa State Illinois game, is at 9:09 on TBS.
Is that our time?
That starts at 10:10 Eastern time.
Ooh, that's late.
That is late.
That is late.
We want to watch that.
Yeah.
We want to watch
The first game, Clemson Arizona, is at 6:09 p.m. on CBS. That's the 2 versus 6 seed there. 6:39 is San Diego State UConn. That's on TBS. And then at 8:39, Alabama, North Carolina. That's on CBS also.
Quiz time, guys. Yeah. Who's the coach for San Diego State?
Brian something.
I can't tell you.
Brian.
They're in the Final Four last year.
But I could describe him.
Yes. It was Steve Fisher before. It's Brian something. What's his last name?
His name is Brian.
Yeah, it is.
The last name is Dutcher.
Brian Dutcher. It's definitely Brian.
Is it?
Brian Dutcher.
It's definitely Dutcher. Yeah.
Brian, it's not Phil
is it
Dutcher.
Phil Dutcher?
It's
Phil,
Brian Dutcher.
Is it Phil Dunphy?
From Modern Family.
Is it Phil Dunphy?
No.
How great would it be if Phil Dunphy was coaching the Aztecs tonight?
He coached Fresno State.
He was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
He was a cheerleader. Phil Dunphy was a cheerleader.
Any of those four games stand out?
You perked
up at Illinois against Illinois Iowa State.
And that's a great one.
I agree with
one,
that.
You almost have to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
I mean, I think my day's going to go till about 6 o'clock. Then I might go down for a little bit and get up and watch that.
I saw that this is Illinois' first trip to the Sweet 16 since 2005.
Say that again?
Illinois, the first trip to the Sweet 16 since 2005.
That's shocking.
When that came out, I was like, wow.
Doesn't seem possible.
They've been strong like every year.
They've looked really good so far in this tournament. They beat Morehead State, and then they blew out Duquesne, which that game was never close. Morehead State was close in the first half at halftime. They pulled away second half. Duquesne never had a chance. That was over from the get-go.
Pretty good draw.
In the second game.
I mean, if you think about it, that's a pretty good draw. They got an easier draw than a lot of teams.
They did, right. A 14 and an 11 seed.
UConn-San Diego State's interesting for obvious reasons. I got to think UConn steamrolls.
That game has zero interest to me. I think UConn beats them by 30. I don't think it's even close. Interest. Yeah.
Okay, what North Carolina, Alabama, can
that
I sell you on that?
Me. Okay. That will interest me.
I think it could be a game.
Yes, I think that could be a game.
Alabama is the highest scoring team in the country. They don't play much defense. I don't know what that'll look.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Like, I don't know what it'll look like.
We had the stat I sent on a screenshot the other day. We got North Carolina basketball. Their roster is like the starting lineup, right, for the Oklahoma, yes, City Thunder in the NBA is an average of 22.6
six
years old.
Yes.
And UNC is 22.2. I mean, their starting lineup in college basketball is basically the same age as a very good Oklahoma City Thunder team in the NBA. They're experienced. They've been around.
Yeah, I can't believe Bacot came back.
He's been there forever.
The big man.
You ever see the deal? They when he retired, they had a spoof photo of him as freshman year when he's with Dean Smith.
Bacot?
Yeah, but he wasn't with Dean Smith.
Bacot. But there's paying him a pile of money.
Yeah,
Pile of money.
That's where, again, where we talk about, NIL's ruining everything. No, it's not in some areas, because NIL is keeping teams are staying longer together, older teams. And that's been the big pushback on Calipari at Kentucky. They're just like, because his plan has always been super freshman, get the elite five-star McDonald's All-Americans,
yes,
and they're one-and-dones,
right,
and now he's playing with these guys, but they're playing against grown men.
Exactly.
And so they're playing against guys that are 22 and 23 years old, and they're 18.
Switch up his formula.
Then all of a sudden, that's been the big knock. It's like, I know you're getting talent in here, but can they do that?
No, it's hard to do.
It's hard to do. It's just to have that. I mean, even the greatest team ever didn't get it all the way done for freshmen, the Fab Five. I mean, it was the best group ever put together, mm-hmm, as far as five.
You're absolutely right on Calipari. He's got to figure out a different formula. It's hard for those young guys to go in against a rink. I mean, Nebraska's got old guys.
Old guys matter.
Old
guys,
yeah.
Old lives matter.
Old lives, yes, matter. That's my sister.
From your
put
sister,
that,
yes.
Put that in the yard for her 50-year-old husband. Shout out to Ron. God bless you. And God bless my sister. But anyway, you're right. Think about Nebraska's team, how old those guys. Bryce Williams is a grown man. Rink Master is a grown man. Juwan Gary's a grown man. Yeah. I mean, those guys are grown men.
Yeah. And that makes a difference.
Oh, it makes a difference.
But the NIL has allowed that. And also, I think I think there's so much data on those that have been like, I'm out, go in the league, and they don't go to the league. And also now, don't forget, even though we don't really even acknowledge it, but the G League or what's the name of the league?
The G League. The NBA, yeah. G League. You got it.
Well, there's another name for it besides just there's a new name for that, I thought.
Ooh,
that was more
I
cool.
Don't know.
It was the D League. Now it's the G League, though.
But that there's a cool. Anyway, the G League is being disbanded.
Is it?
Yeah, that's gone. It's going to be gone because of this. Here's the reason why. It's because of the deal was, hey, guys will bypass. Now they're going, no, they're going to college. And then, so the G League, there's no interest in it anymore.
Right. I mean, could say, in the past, well, he might leave just to go make money overseas. Now, no, not necessarily, because you can pay him now.
Yeah,
a lot. Like,
so it's,
Rink,
it's
you
gonna
could
have better. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like a guy like Rink, you have a better chance of keeping, because it's not just a foregone conclusion. Well, he's 23 and he wants to go make money. Well, he can make money here.
Yeah,
maybe more.
Yeah, probably more. What do you have for us, Josh? Hold that up.
Oh, he's right.
He's doing crazy
Josh,
stuff.
Josh, we didn't need a whole paragraph, buddy.
I've seen a lot of stuff.
just a quick little
G League.
I can't see it, Josh. It's
G-League
too...
Ignite.
Yes, Ignite was what I was looking for.
Outlet for kids to go to pros instead of college. Thank you.
G-League Ignite.
Ignite. Okay,
thank
that was what I was
thinking. Disbanded.
Disbanded. Because of NIL.
NIL. They're,
because people are sticking around.
Sticking
they're,
in.
They're staying here. And isn't guess
that interesting?
What? It's going to make what better? Basketball is going to be better.
It is.
It's better. It's better ball.
God,
it's older players playing. I'm glad, it's fun to watch.
It is. I'm glad we're talking about this, Bill. It is big for Fred right now. I mean, this is a huge story in my mind this week, next week, and maybe the week after. How many guys does he retain? And then who does he get?
Well, there was some news yesterday. Blaise Cata to the transfer portal, as well as C.J. Wilcher also officially to the transfer portal for Nebraska basketball. So that's now five players. And then really only one surprise is Eli Rice. Wilcher walked at senior day.
Would you quit saying that?
I know, but he gave us a sign it could happen. He walked at senior day when he had a year to come back. Blaise Cata, we didn't play at all this year.
Wilcher,
Romeo Lloyd Jr. didn't play at all this year.
Wilcher, to me, is a big surprise.
I'm not surprised by that. He came off the bench the last two years. Can he go start somewhere else, possibly at a smaller level? Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay, now.
But the only of the five guys, again, the only one that I really shake my head at is Eli Rice.
I suppose. I just don't. Now, again, we talked about this yesterday. Fred's got a long-term contract, so you have a coach that's going nowhere. Stability. You have that atmosphere at PBA. You have the best practice facility, the vault. You have the vault. This is I'm surprised sort of anybody leaves.
Yeah, but also at the same time, Colorado was just played
yes.
tremendous. Unbelievable game. They beat Florida 102-100.
Uh-huh.
Pushed
Marquette to the brink.
Yep.
Should have beat him.
Yep.
Had plenty of chances to beat him. And their two players that scored like 20 points apiece against Florida are out.
Gone.
So they're top players. So right now, if I'm Nebraska, I'm going like, okay, we're good. We're good. I don't want, okay, maybe we shouldn't have lost him. I'm still like, still happy because guess what? It wasn't Bryce. Because all of a sudden.
Keep those guys.
Yeah, keep those guys. And so that's what those teams aren't doing right now. And so you have they can always come back. They're like, hey, why not throw it in there to see what happens? Because if you look at it.
Maybe.
I mean, there's always deep down inside too, it's like, I want to try to play for a national championship. I would say we're a little off from that right now.
Yep.
Nebraska, you have to say that they've not won a game yet in the tournament.
Right.
So we're not on the cusp of winning a national title.
So is that what Eli Rice
there's some guys might be like a Bryce. He could be like what? Like maybe I could go play at a Kentucky.
God, it's scary.
These are all the five guys left. I mean, besides Rice, who's young and he's got potential. They're all bench players, and Rice was too. They're not starters. Wilcher was off the bench. You haven't lost a starter yet besides the guy's graduation, Alec, in Tominaga.
Wilcher played a critical role. Critical. But anyway, I guess you're right, Bill. That's the reason why you got to watch Bryce Williams, Rink Master, Marcus Lawrence, Juwan Gary. I mean, there's no guarantees. None of them committed after that game the other night to staying. Because they don't commit now.
That was, like I said, with Oakland, with the player they had. Was it Townsend? Was that his name, Townsend?
I think that was the best player. Goalkeeper was the three-point shooter, but Townsend was the better player.
And like I said, his coach said, he goes, no, we're not going to hold him. I'm going to let him go.
That's different than Nebraska, right?
I'm going to let him go. But it is different.
Because
it
is different. This is Big Ten.
Yeah, but they also won their first round game, and then they beat Kentucky.
They almost won the second round game.
They should have won the second round game if they run a good play when the score is tied.
I know.
There could have been the Sweet 16, the biggest score ever. They beat Kentucky.
I know.
Could you imagine the story, Nebraska beats Kentucky?
I go back to Nebraska. That's why it's so mesmerizing that they don't have a win in the tournament. Because now when you look at it, everything is in place. Power conference, coach with a long-term contract, PBA, the practice facility. Why?
And they also have the fighting Matt Davisons.
The NIL.
1890.
Yes. Thank 1890.
You. Yeah, they have the funds to pay great players.
Yes.
It's just mesmerizing.
The work that Davison has done there with 1890 is incredible. That's why things are rolling. There's other reasons.
I'm going with Matt Davison.
That's a big
one. He made the catch, and then now what he's doing, now he's running the university.
No big deal.
Yeah. What did the AD say? What kind of hat was he going to wear?
He said that I will wear 1890 gear as much as I wear Husker gear, which is pretty massive change.
From the athletic previous director.
Because before you said there was no conversation between
there was very little contact.
None.
And so virtually
the,
none.
So the new AD came in and said, this is big. And yeah. we would like some more, if you're listening, Matt, we'd like some more 1890 gear.
Yeah, we'd like
mind
a quarter zip would be nice.
Ooh, yes.
You got quarter zip
jacket.
A quarter zip
come
would
on.
Be really nice.
If you got a three-quarter zip over there.
Three-quarter, one that goes down to your navel, Sipple would like that one.
That one, please. Please find that. We have
please
to see
find that.
Before we get to break, quick plug for Score One Smoking.
Score One!
Chris Holdridge, barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. He's looking for people to support the online store. Get your barbecue rubs and sauces. You can win competitions. You can be the hero of Easter, by the way, or anything coming up for grill outs coming up for spring and summer.
Grill outs.
If you're not smoking something for Easter, you're not doing it right. And you get on board, get a hold of Chris.
Smoke
also,
something.
I'm speaking out in Kearney. Guess what I get? I get a text from Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Want me to run a brisket over to you?
Good God.
Yeah, I'll run a brisket over to you. I want to jump on something real quick with Chris also.
Chris.
We talk about
Chris
about,
Nelson.
We talk
Score
about Chris with all of the rubs and the how he can help you professionally to get your job together. He's the state of the art. He's a world-class barbecuer and smoker himself. But also jump on board with his catering. His catering is ridiculous. He'll go everywhere. He brings his own gear. He shows up and the food is remarkable. If you need to cater an event, get a hold of Chris Nelson.
Hmm.
Get a hold of him.
Chris
get
Nelson,
a hold of him.
Multi-talented.
That's right. Go to ScoreOneSmoking.com.
Go to no one else.
ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram, the same one, ScoreOneSmoking. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Cool parenting tips, I believe.
Today. We got that coming?
That's next.
I'll do it quick. I'll write one
next
down.
Next,
right
break on the ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.